Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips. And for those of you just joining us, we just had an amazing session with two couples who started their businesses and run their businesses together. Natalie Crampton and Aaron Bentley, owners of the event company, and Claudia Vanderroof and Michael Schroeder, founders of Desert River. They live together. They're married. They run their business together. They thought it was they said it was the best thing they ever did. Sounds crazy, but it's true. And you can catch it on our website at dubaii1038.com/eyeoncareers. You can hear the podcast there if you don't believe it. They also gave some really good insights about how to start your own business, what to do, and what the big challenges were. They talked about what they look for when they're hiring people. And they also talked about what are the key traits you need to be successful as an entrepreneur. So it was pretty informative. For anybody who's thinking of starting their own business, I suggest you go to dubaii1038.com/eyeoncareers and take a listen to that. It won't be up till probably about Tuesday or Wednesday next week. Now we have a doctor in the house. Dr. Sonia Gupte, the general physician at Eye Care Clinic in the Oasis Center. She has been starting and doing a few things a bit differently than a traditional doctor, all with a vision of really making a contribution to her patient's health. And as they say, 90% of your mind is subconscious. She actually deals with that part that you don't deal with, your subconscious mind. And that's why it's subconscious, because you don't know about it. But apparently she does. So we're going to find out what she knows that you don't know and hopefully get you in the know. But before we do that, let's hear a little bit more about her background. Here's her bio.
Dr. Sonia Gupte is a practicing general physician at the Eye Care Clinic located in the Oasis Center in Dubai. She is a Singapore national and has had extensive experience in clinical practice at some of the top healthcare facilities in Singapore prior to arriving in Dubai. Sonia completed her graduate studies in medicine at one of Moscow's prestigious universities under a government scholarship program before undertaking her diploma in family medicine from the Royal College of General Physicians, United Kingdom. Dr. Sonia is passionate about educating the public on health matters and has conducted lectures and presentations at several international schools, corporations, and nurseries in Dubai. Her passion towards her profession and her compassion for her patients make her a popular family doctor. She's loved by her patients for the ease of communication and comfort level experience, along with her being a good listener. Of recent, she has begun pursuing her interest in the scientific practice of hypnosis and its impact on mainstream medicine for a deeper understanding of the underlying causes of several ailments.
This is a little bit of Hungry Eyes for Dr. Sonia. Welcome to Eye on Careers.
Thank you so much, Shane. This is brilliant. I'm enjoying it already.
Why do you sound surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. Like, I'm excited.
I'm enjoying it.
I'm excited.
Thank you.
Oh,
you're excited. Yeah. So you've broken from mainstream. I mean, isn't this a profession that's rooted in tradition, that, you know, is steeped in a certain dogma, and you have shed that? Did you feel that maybe your colleagues, you know, how do they react to this, that you know now you have brought in kind of this pseudoscience of hypnotherapy into kind of what was, you know, the bedrock of scientific healthcare? Is this a clash?
First of all, I have not gone away from my mainstream medicine. I'm very much practicing the mainstream medicine. Hypnotherapy to me is claiming back what always belonged to the medical side. It has been sort of, you know, gotten a bit shrunken and only practiced by psychiatrists right now. But it has always, if you look at history of hypnotherapy, it has been doctors who have taken it to the next level, always since the 1800s. And, you know, it was used in surgeries, in amputations.
I thought it was from magicians, though.
That's what...
I mean, we don't think of psychiatrists.
I know. That's the sad part of it, that it got lost in between. And what the common masses know about hypnotherapy, unfortunately, is from the magicians, from the live entertainment. But the real potential is lost, whereby somehow some shift happened and I got interested in it. So I'm not shifting totally towards that. I'm integrating it to my practice.
But my question is, you know, how do your other fellow doctors see when you're saying I saved this patient with my hypnotherapy? Is it well received or are they kind of like, hey, what are you doing?
There is skepticism, of course, and you share such things with like-minded colleagues. You don't just go out and shout, yeah, I did it. No, I mean, that's what you're doing, though.
You're on the radio.
Yes,
I don't know if you know that. If you notice, you're on live radio.
Yes.
So you technically are doing it.
This is my time to do it, to declare it to everyone that I am doing it.
This is a watershed moment for you.
Yes.
So, the power of hypnotherapy. My friend actually quits smoking through hypnotherapy.
Brilliant.
And I think it was like 15, he hasn't smoked for like 15 years or something.
Amazing.
And to your point, we thought he was nuts when he was like, I'm going to, you know, he had tried everything. It didn't work.
Yeah.
He went to one session of hypnotherapy.
Yeah.
And he hasn't smoked for 15 years since at all.
Amazing.
I mean, even when he's out in a soiree or environment or, you know, whatever, he does not a single puff for 15 years. I was like, what?
So it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, if a year back from where I am right now, I would have just said, wow, okay. But now, actually, I know the process. I know that it works. And I would agree that, yes, there is additional help out there for people who are struggling with streamlined medicine.
But why does it have to be struggling? What if I just want to make more money or I want to get an edge up on, you know, someone else? Like, can I use hypnotherapy to make more money, to be more successful in my career, to
I think, you know, powerful. I'm not an expert who is into the corporate world, but from where I see hypnotherapy right now in recent decades, it has been used as a tool of self-empowerment. There have been, you know, corporate events where motivation talks, focus, self-empowerment, and it's all in the mind. It's the mind. Tell me, how would you describe a disease? What is a disease to you?
Something you don't want.
Okay. So have you looked at it in this way? When your mind is not at ease, it is dis-ease, because the mind gives you the thought, and the thought is what generates the emotion. The emotion is what your physical body feels. The mind is what has to be fixed to remove the dis-ease.
Isn't the mind always at dis-ease? Because, you know, that's like back in the day, if you go back like 5,000 years ago, the purpose of your mind was like to control you, to stop you from doing stuff, because you'd be walking beside the river and you'd be like, I'm going to go for a swim. And your mind would be like, don't, you're going to get eaten by an alligator. You're going to get killed. Don't go in the water.
Yeah.
So it's always trying to, you know, stop you from doing stuff.
Yeah.
So, in fact, your mind is your enemy.
Yeah. So who stops? So let me just go through a little bit into the theory of mind. As you yourself said, 90% of our mind is subconscious. Subconscious. So let's see.
Do you agree with that? Was that correct?
How did they come up with that?
How did they come up with that?
This is like evolution, and the father of modern hypnosis, if I am correct in my memory, was Dr. James Braid.
That didn't sound very convincing.
Physician. Yeah, no, see, I am not writing a book on hypnosis, so I am not looking at those aspects and memorizing them. I know what it does, how it does it, and my logical mind has been convinced that it works. And so, coming back to the theory of mind, 10% of our mind is the conscious mind, which keeps you grounded in here and now, the present. Whatever logical decisions you are making is your conscious mind. All the experiences since you are born as a child until the adulthood, everything, each and every experience, each and every emotion expressed or suppressed, everything goes like a database in files in your subconscious. So the subconscious is your database of your lifetime experiences. File by file, file by file, age by age, it just gets collected. The conscious mind obviously is a very strong guardian. It won't let anyone go into the subconscious, because there is too many precious memories and experiences sitting there. So hypnotherapy is the science whereby you relax this guard, which is your conscious mind, and take access into that database. Take the file which is causing trouble right now. Read it, find a solution, fix it, and come out.
Another, you know, I heard that some people actually also use sleep deprivation to break down the defenses of the the brain, and at the same time can also access the same files that you access through hypnotherapy. Is that true?
Yeah. So it's like the conscious mind is able to handle certain message units. You know, what I learned in the theory, it is like 4,000 message units at a time. If you bombard the conscious mind with more message units, it can be sensory, it can be, you know, it can be hearing, it can be, as you said, sleep deprivation. The mind just gives in. It can't guard anymore. And you have the access. And once you have the access to database, you can't imagine what all you can do.
How did they come up with this 90%? Like, who's the master who actually was able to identify the subconscious and say, this is 90% of your brain? Where did that number come from? Because you hear it, like, for your whole life, like, you know, you only use 10%. But who is the one who measured it?
Is again Dr. Kappas, who is who added on a new life to hypnosis and these are all doctors, neurologists, surgeons, and, you know, physicians who studied the central nervous system, who studied and experimented and came up with these theories. And at certain point, it was very well accepted and it was going on very well. And after that, I think the magicians took over.
The magicians ruined it.
Yes, they ruined it. I was on that side, you know. I didn't know anything about this side of the story. There were circumstances which actually sort of pushed me to find more answers. And that's how I thought.
How did you get involved with hypnotherapy?
It's my dad. He has a...
Your dad's a magician?
Oh, yeah. I wish. I wish. No, he has a condition whereby it's called cervical myelopathy, whereby he got the surgery done, medication, physiotherapy, what all my medicine has taught me. I have tried to help him out. I'm the only doctor in the family. And I was not
You say it like it's a weird thing, like I'm the only doctor. I had to help
it
him.
Is,
like
yes.
Families have multitude of doctors.
Do you have a doctor in your family?
No.
So, see, you don't know.
But you said it like there's so many doctors.
No, because there is something called, you know, when a patient walks in and you are talking to him and writing something, the patient declares, you know, doc, my whole family is doctors. I have doctors everywhere. So
really?
I know what is for what is for what. And, you know, okay, I understand your experience. And there is someone who is absolutely naive to this sense, you know, this medicine. So there is a difference. When I say I'm the only doctor, that means that they don't have any other direct information. They are sort of a bit, you know, lost.
Mm.
So my traditional mainstream medicine, it was not helping out. And at that point in time, somehow I was just getting across articles and, it was the Friday magazine, actually, I should be thankful to. They were publishing articles whereby people were sharing their experiences, how where traditional medicine did not help, they sought hypnotherapy and it was wonderful. They achieved what they were looking for.
This is Dr. Sanya Gupte talking about the powers of hypnotherapy and how she uses it to complement traditional medicine in healing her patients. We'll be talking a bit more about how hypnotherapy can help you get more successful in just a minute.
Dubai Eye 103.8. Stay one step ahead.
Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. We are here with Dr. Sanya Gupte, the general physician at Eye Care Clinic in Oasis Center. Dr. Gupte, welcome back.
Thank you.
It's a pleasure to have you here with us.
Likewise.
You know, a lot of people, when you look at, you know, doctors,
mm-hmm.
we're talking about a profession that, first of all, they're called practicing physicians.
Yes.
A lot of people say because they're still practicing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when we look at what's been really the progression of the industry, you know, we still can't solve the common cold.
Yes, that we will never be able to solve. But what we can solve is the thought process. If your doctor has the patience and it's a good listener, trust me, you walk out and you're already feeling better. Have you encountered such a doctor, Shane?
No.
Yes, come to
I
my
haven't.
Clinic. come.
I haven't found a good, you know.
Yeah, yeah, I can see
doctor.
That. There has
you know
not
what
been
happens
an experience.
Normally with a doctor, say, like, last time I hurt my knee and it was swollen.
Mm-hmm.
So I went in there and I was like, doc, my knee's swollen. So then the first thing he does is he pokes it and he
ooh.
Says, does this hurt? I said, just told you it's hurt. Of course it hurt, it, you know. And then he's like, and then his prescription was, well, take it easy. Well, I can't walk. I have no choice but to take it easy, you know.
You definitely need some of the hypnosis because you have what we call post-traumatic stress.
From the doctors.
Yes. And you will always be scared of doctors now. The doctors has really scared the hell out of you and that has been registered in your subconscious.
That's true. That's true. I am nervous about doctors, but that's another story.
Right.
But you know what have been some of the major breakthroughs that you've seen that people have used hypnotherapy for? Like, what mm-hmm. are some of the real key things that we could use this for?
For me, as coming from the point of view as a doctor, whereby I'm treating patients, I am a people's person. I see people in and out, and, you know, they just come inside and they start unfolding their story. It's not just cough and cold. There is much more sitting behind it. And there are certain cases whereby you feel frustrated. I want to help more, and I'm not able to. And there is where now my new knowledge of hypnosis is going to come through. For example, I would like to share a sort of a case with you on radio. A guy, very successful, very confident, doing very well in his job, corporate world.
What's very well, like?
Everything. I mean, he's happy where he is. And
was he getting promoted, though? Or
Yeah.
Like his review
no,
was
no
good?
No complaints from that side. But he has something,
a dilemma. So doing very well is just the fact that he's not getting fired.
Yeah.
That's what's the benchmark of doing well?
I'm not the CEO to talk about
he's
those
a CEO?
Talks. No. I am not a CEO to talk like those corporate, people you get on your show. So I don't know how to answer
but this patient you're talking about.
He's not a CEO. He's doing well at his job. That's the brief
thing. He's like
thing.
A B player. He's not an A player. He's
wow.
like B.
Yeah. Okay. Can we move on?
I just want to, okay, fine.
Yeah,
we'll just
all right. Okay.
Okay.
So what is the dilemma in his life is whenever he is near a water body, he just goes into a berserk and bizarre anxiety attack.
When he's near water?
Water body, like on a beach, you know, on near a river, near a pond, near
well,
like
thank
a water
God he's
body.
In a desert. That's good.
Yeah, but there
he's
are
the right,
beaches. There
the
are
right
beaches.
Place.
And when you socialize, you do go out with friends. You are at places and your conscious mind is saying, this is crazy. Why are you hyperventilating? What's going on with you? But you just can't control it. So what exactly is happening? The visual of water body creates a thought. The thought is danger, which is the subconscious throwing some file out where it is written danger. He is unable to read that file. But that danger creates an emotion. The emotion is fear. The emotion is unable to breathe. This emotion travels through nervous impulses and the physical body is charged up and starts to so this is in the crux what is happening to this guy, but he has no clue why that thought of water is getting me to hyperventilate. Now, done everything, taken pills, done this, done that, but frustrated again because that's not the answer. Why am I getting this? Through hypnosis, we went down into the subconscious mind where as a little kid, he had a near-drowning episode, which is long forgotten.
He forgot about it?
Of course. 3-year-old child, and now if you're 40 years old, you don't remember. Do you remember, little one, you, Shane?
Yeah, I remember everything.
Everything?
Everything.
1 year old?
Yeah, everything.
Tell me now.
No.
I'm trying hypnosis on you.
So that's
yeah,
amazing.
So it's yeah. So that
amazing.
File, when it comes out,
you
and
helped
the,
him,
and the conscious mind understands. Oh, all right. I know from where it was coming, logic shown to the conscious mind. The conscious mind says, all right, I think I should not panic. He does not panic that much. So that is one session. He gets through it, but still there is a bit of discomfort. Now, the next step in hypnotherapy is to change the thought process. The thought of water equal to danger has to be water equals to peace, calm, which can be done through hypnotherapy. And that is brilliant. That is, for me, mind-blowing, because as a doctor, I cannot do it. But this cousin of the mainstream medicine is what I need help from. I have to get it and integrate it to my practice, and I can definitely help out many more.
You know, I think a lot of people, when it comes to making money or driving your career forward, they have subconscious blocks.
Yes.
And
yes.
they are being held back because a lot of people feel that it's not right to have a want for money.
Yeah.
Or, you know, there's this old phrase, the love of money is the root of all evil. And I don't even think that's the right quote. But, you know, a lot of people would finish that quote that way if you said, you know, the root of all evil is
money.
And they would say that. And in a lot of ways, you know, you are your own enemy when you're trying to develop your career or develop yourself. Mm. It's much easier to point the finger at someone else and say, oh, you know, they didn't hire me because I don't have the right passport, or I'm not the right color, or I'm not the right sex, or, you know, I didn't get that presentation and go across because of X, Y, Z, when really is it your subconscious that's holding you back? Do you think that is the main issue, that we are our own worst enemy?
Absolutely. Because as I said, when you are growing up as a child, you are getting memories, experiences from your family, from people surrounding you, from people who are giving you that loving or not so loving environment. And unknowingly, you are just getting every information, getting it stacked up, and that shows up somewhere or the other in different pathways of your life. And that is that block which your conscious mind is unable to, you know, overcome.
You know, when you talk to people who do great things, I mean, if you just look at someone who climbs Mount Everest, you have a team of Sherpas, you have a coach, you probably have a strength and conditioning coach as well that you work out with before you go and try to climb the mountain.
Yeah.
There's this team around big successes. You know, and when you're looking at being a success in life, do you think that, you know, someone should enlist both, you know, an executive coach, a mentor, maybe they should also have a doctor that, you know, can kind of look at the psychology of winning? Is there really any subconscious barriers that are holding you back? And how much should we spend on something like that?
I would say you yourself are the, you know, best person. You are the best person to answer that question. Do you require help, or do you think you are okay whatever you are doing? You know, is there a need for more, or I am happy where I am? If you feel that I need more and there is something stopping me which I have no control over, yes, your own answers can be explored by hypnotherapy.
That doesn't make any sense though, because if it's subconscious, how would I know? I mean,
the whole fact
of it is that I can't know because it's subconscious, so I don't even know it's there, so I wouldn't know.
What is intuition, Shane? When you just go near a water body, something tells you that you should not do it. That is your subconscious mind. It is trying, our survival instinct is in our subconscious mind. You go near water body or when it is deep, there is an instinct to flight, to run away from that. That is not your conscious mind. It is coming, that feeling, that intuition is coming from your subconscious mind. But if you know of some people who do self-hypnosis, who do meditation, they find their answers. They can crack through subconscious themselves. They don't need anyone else to hypnotize them.
Through meditation?
Yes, yes.
You can unlock.
You can
and
go,
then at what level? Because then you're at 10%.
Yeah.
How, through meditation, what percentage?
Conscious mind stays at 10, but it is more empowered because it has more knowledge now. More files are open in front of it. Whatever was in the archives sitting there in the database, which has been forgotten by the conscious mind but affecting the present life, it comes out. It is open. I find my answer. Why am I behaving in this way? Because my childhood experience of this was such that it is inhibiting me. There is an inner child which needs to be healed.
So do you think everybody has inhibitions caused by the subconscious?
Yes. You can't imagine when I went to this course and when they were saying, you know, you practice amongst yourselves because you are students there. And they say, okay, so what is your issue? And I was like, I don't think I have an issue. I'm just here out of curiosity. And they were like, no, everyone has an issue. Think, Sonia. And I still said, I don't think I have an issue. But still, I was on the hot seat. So
what was your issue?
Yeah. So then I said, okay, I'm a very logical person myself. So I said, I have an issue back of my mind. It's not bothering me so much, but yes, there is an issue. I feel a bit anxious when I'm in a deserted place. So my therapist said, well, yeah, being a female, deserted place, I mean, that is a natural thing.
Deserted place?
Deserted meaning where there is no one, like in a car park in the middle of the night, which is in basement, where I know there is no one
but
around.
But everybody feels uncomfortable. Like,
yes, exactly. That's what she said.
In a deserted parking lot.
So that's what she said. But then I said, I have had an experience as a child, which I had the access to. I knew that experience as a child where someone sort of attacked me when I was little, 11-year-old, and I was in a deserted place.
Well,
and
why were you in midnight in that deserted
parking lot? No, not midnight.
When you were
11? It was not
Shouldn't
midnight. It was a Sunday evening when everyone was in the house and I went out for something. And this thing happened. And I can talk about it like this right now. So they said, okay, there is something to be healed. I said, no, I know I felt that way, but I'm okay. I don't think it's a major issue. But when I went deep into the subconscious, I was shocked by my reaction. I was crying like a little girl because that inner child was still scared, sitting inside of me somewhere, and it needed to be healed. And once healed, I can very confidently say I just walk in and out of basements now. No problem. So I experienced it myself.
We are going to look at how we can use the subconscious to drive yourself forward in life and in your career in just a minute.
Dubai Eye 103.8, keeping you up to date with what matters in the UAE. Stay one step ahead.
Welcome back to Eye on Careers. A lot of people see it as a pseudoscience, but you see it as a definite science.
Yes, definitely.
Do you feel that, you know, when we look at the medical profession, that it's a little bit too segmented now, that people are so focused on being in a specialism? You know, for example, a psychiatrist, you know, is definitely going to prescribe you a pill for whatever you come to them for. Mm. Or a surgeon is definitely going to cut you open. Mm. You know, it's like, I have a sore throat. Well, we need to take your tonsils out. or, you know, whereas when you look back at, you know, centuries past, academics cascaded across physics, mathematics, surgery, astronomy, and that this mix actually was what's much more beneficial. Do you feel that maybe as we move forward that this will be kind of one of the Achilles heel of the medical profession?
I think what we had, the combo before, was much before things were so evolved as it is right now. Our minds were not that evolved, the science was not that evolved, and a single person could handle so many things together. Now, if you look at one specialty, I mean, you know, we doctors just have to spend like 6 years just getting our basic degree. You talk about specialization and then you talk about super specialization. So this is 10 years, 12 years of studying, and every year it is growing. Researches, medications, new stuff coming out, and we have to just keep up to that. So right now, people who are focused on their field, I mean, there's nothing wrong in that. But it's your own need where you feel, even after doing the super speciality, I'm still unable to help this patient. And your desire to go and look beyond or, you know, on the sideways of the medical books. I while doing hypnotherapy, I came across the book written by Dr. Brian Weiss. I don't know if you have read it. If you have not, you should. Many Lives, Many Masters. And it came across in my life at the right moment. He's a psychiatrist who wrote this book about a case which was a very, very challenging case. He's a very well-known psychiatrist practicing in California and, a dean of the university, written many books, many awards, a very accomplished psychiatrist. And he came across this case which just baffled him, where all his knowledge was not helping. All the medications, all the counseling, everything. And he felt it was a challenge. He needed to evolve more. He needed to do something more than what the basic knowledge was. And as I said, hypnotherapy has been somewhere a part of medicine and being practiced only by psychiatrists. And through hypnotherapy and by various techniques of hypnotherapy, he was able to get a breakthrough in that case. And it's an amazing book to read. I mean, I cannot describe it, how what all in depth he has written, but it's something a must read. And because it's written by a doctor, you can absolutely relate to the conflicts he's facing, to, you know, how he is not very confident to go and open up to his colleagues to tell them the breakthrough he's achieving by hypnotherapy with his client, because there are some prohibitions. Not everyone accepts it the way it should be.
Isn't this one of the big stigmas that, you know, we only go see a doctor when we're sick?
Yeah.
That, you know, even when we're looking at the verbiage you're using to describe this, that, you know, his patient, you know, when we look at, you know, the future, you know, will people actually be going to doctors to drive peak performance? You know, if you look at, say, the highest paid CEOs,
mm-hmm.
right,
mm-hmm.
in the world, I think in 2012 or 2013, it was Larry Ellison, for
mm-hmm.
example.
Mm-hmm.
Look at Larry. He's in great shape. You know, he's physically in fantastic physical condition for, you know, his stage of life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and healthy body, healthy mind. If you want to drive peak performance in your career, in your profession, you need to be physically, you know, in good shape. If
yes.
you want to work 7 days a week, for example, you know, we just had Michael Schroeder in here, who was the founder of Desert River.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think he had 9% body fat on him or something. He was definitely in good
fit.
Physical condition. Yeah,
yeah.
They were all fit, right?
Yeah.
You know, will we ever move away from this? Like, I only see my doctor when I'm sick, or will we start going to see the doctor when we want to drive ourselves to that peak performance level? And if we want to drive ourselves to a peak performance level, should we have a doctor that's focused on that?
Very important to have a doctor who's focused on that, because otherwise you will be lost, because that particular doctor also does not know how to help you. But yes, you're right, we are moving there. I give an example to my patients. Do you take your car for servicing without it having any problems? Yes, absolutely. And why do you do that? So that there is no problem. And how many times in a year do you bring your car to your doctor, your body? Oh, and only when it breaks down. So don't you think there is a need to see the doctor even before the breakdown, so the machinery runs properly, so everything is running smoothly? You don't have to wait for the breakdown. You don't have to wait until you are sick, until there is a burnout, until, you know, you don't know how to handle things, to see and seek help. You have to go and visit the practitioner, the right practitioner, of course.
So you're regularly. Saying people love their cars more than their bodies.
Yeah, and I also say that once the regular checkup is done, now do you want to change your Mitsubishi to Ferrari? Oh, yes. All right, let's do it. So that is the peak performance you're talking about.
Absolutely. So and so part of it is hypnotherapy.
Part of it, yeah.
How many hypnotherapists are there in the UAE? I mean, it's kind of a nascent segment.
I don't know how many, but there are quite a few places where there are very good practitioners who are practicing. The one I came across was
there must be
Russell
like 10.
Brand.
How
10?
Many? There must be like 10.
No, I
15?
Honestly, I don't know.
30?
No, even if there are 15, how many of them are really good? I really don't know. But I came across the articles on Friday Magazine about Russell. And he has shown again and again that, you know, he is achieving results and his cases are published all over.
So can I use it to lose weight?
Yes.
Like I could rip up, like get a six pack?
Yes, yes.
From hypnotherapy?
Well, yeah, I think so. I'll have to try.
That wasn't very convincing.
Yeah, because I don't know what is in your subconscious.
It's individual.
Yes,
so like
course.
Once you go into my subconscious, you'd be like, this
yes.
is way too messy. It doesn't matter what we do. There's
no,
no way.
Way too messy.
There's
lots
no
of
way you're losing
up
weight.
To be done.
There's no
and
way
then,
you're losing weight.
And then I can answer your question. Say, for example, if you come with diabetes to me, can you cure it? I will say, let me look at the number of your blood glucose and then I'll talk to you. So this is the same thing you're asking me. Can you do it? Yeah, but let me see what exactly is sitting there.
How bad it is.
Yes, exactly.
Some people's subconscious could be so messed up. You're
yes.
like, you know, and you give them their money back. Like once you go in there, you're like, I'm sorry. You're too much of a head case. I
have an ethic, of course. I'm not talking about hypnotherapy. That is a different point of view. But if I'm doing a consultation and I'm unable to help or I have to directly refer, I do not charge. That's not unethical.
We're talking about hypnotherapy. We're talking about when you go into the subconscious and it's so bad.
Yeah.
You can't do anything.
No. So if you can do anything, you call the specialist. You have to call someone
subconscious specialist.
Yes, a hypnotherapy specialist.
You're like
there are people who in hypnotherapy, like other specialization, they specialize in certain aspects of hypnotherapy.
Oh.
So if you are unable to achieve that breakthrough, or you yourself are stuck and you can't move forward, that's what we GPs do. If we can't, you know, take the patient to full complete healing, we ask the opinion of the specialist. So that's what you do in hypnotherapy as well.
I thought it was like a subconscious specialist, like, and I was wondering if they knew.
No, hypnotherapy specialist, because there will be one aspect where you'll get stuck. Is it the inner child not healing? Is it, you know, which aspect is getting stuck?
But so, I mean, like, if you were a subconscious specialist, would you know that that's what your specialization was?
Because
you'd be like, what's your specialization? And they would be like, I'm not conscious of it.
No, there's nothing like subconscious specialty.
Okay, we're going to hear more from Dr. Sonia in just a minute.
Dubai Eye 103.8, award-winning news, business, sport, and lifestyle coverage. Stay one step ahead.
Hello and welcome back to Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips, and we're looking at one avenue you may have never thought of using to be successful, to drive yourself to a new peak level, which is hypnotherapy, unlocking the subconscious. For if there is no enemy within, there's no enemy outside. There's a quote that's something like that. I think I messed it up. But nonetheless, we should look at what it is in your subconscious that could be holding you back, that could be slowing you down, subconscious drag, as they call it. And we have Dr. Sonia Gupte with us, general physician at Eye Care Clinic Oasis Center. Dr. Sonia, welcome back.
Thank you.
So, you know, what else, you know, first you said, you know, you could use it to help you lose weight. You could use it to help you stop smoking.
Yeah.
What else can you use it for? But you said that some people, their subconscious is so messed up that you can't help them.
No.
You said that about me.
I said I have to
Shane,
see.
Shane, I have to see your subconscious first.
I have to see. Because you said, can you fix everything? I said, I have to see. I have to see what is lying there beyond my visibility.
And some people are too messed up to help.
Yeah, so there are layers and layers to be unfolded, layers and layers to be cleaned. But that doesn't mean that it cannot happen. It will take time.
So you can always get there. So
yes,
it'll always help.
You can
help.
Always get there. Yes, absolutely.
So what else can it help with?
So as we were talking in the earlier part, fears and phobias, where you really don't know from where it is coming, like in my case, what I shared. Another major thing which I see as a GP as well, relationship issues. Some people nonstop go into the vicious circle of always choosing the wrong person, having a heartbreak, coming out, again falling in love, choosing the wrong person and the heartbreak.
Whoa.
And in the end, they are devastated that I'm not meant to be loved. And I do see such cases. They come to me in the absolute catharsis when they can't control how their body is reacting. It is so painful, doctor. I can't explain. Just give me some drug that I can sleep, and when I wake up, it will be all okay. And they are crying nonstop. Again, very confident people who, if you look at them in their professional world, you won't think that emotionally they can just break down like that. This is the case I'm talking before I entered hypnotherapy, and these are the cases where I felt I was sort of getting stuck, and now I know the answer. Now I know what exactly you can do by hypnotherapy to first relax the mind, and second, to break that vicious thought process that you're not meant for love.
And find love.
Yes, and find love.
And have you helped anyone find true
I will
love?
Be on my way, I guess. I am going to call that patient back.
And see.
Yes.
So we can use it for love. So if someone is, you know, hasn't really hit stride,
yeah,
in the love department,
yeah,
they should get hypnotized.
Not hypnotized. Seek hypnotherapy, please.
Oh, hypnotherapy.
Yes. That,
it's not the politically correct thing to say, get hypnotized.
Yes. Hypnotherapy.
Hypnotherapy.
Like you say, physiotherapy is for your physical body. The psychotherapy is hypnotherapy, your emotional mind. Therapy for the emotional mind.
Which is more important.
Yes, absolutely. And all of us are realizing it more and more now.
A lot of people say your mind can actually cause the diseases in you.
Yes. And on the same note, Louise Hay, I don't know if you have heard about her, Heal Yourself. She had cancer, and just by positive thinking, thought process, mind, she cured it. And there are many such cases. I mean, I never believed all that. But now, from this point where I am right now, I know, yes, it can be achieved. It is the mind. It is so powerful.
Does this tie into that book, The Secret, where they're saying, you know, you attract everything to you?
Yes. That's the vicious circle. What is missing? What is the void in you? You attract the same sort of energy. And like in the relationship issues, we are saying a dysfunctional child will also grow up and have a dysfunctional family. So what you are looking at right now, where nothing is working out, there is something which happened in the childhood, in the family. And it's like a chain reaction, which you have to clear and then reach to a certain point.
So it really ties back to, so you think in the future that everyone will have a hypnotherapist?
I think so. The more knowledge we get about this, the more clarity we have. And that's what I wanted to do by coming on the show tonight, because it's not the magician's world. It's not. It is much more than that. It is very powerful, and it can give you so many answers and solutions.
So here's some of our listeners, you know, saying, doctor and dear host, thank you very much. All the time, I'm having fear of separation, insecurity. I've gotten engaged. I've broken up. I've gone through a lot of fiancés.
Mm-hmm.
I've frustrated all of them, and I always break up with them.
Hmm.
He put his name, but I won't say his name.
Yeah.
It's a man. It's a man, though.
So
as soon as the girl seems to like love him and want to marry him, he dumps them.
Yes, there is definitely an inner
hit
child.
Hit and run. He's a hit and run case. That's what we call him.
This, you definitely should explore this part, because the answer lies within your own subconscious. This, I am pretty sure that this has started in your early childhood. Either, you know, the parents were not getting along, or he has witnessed something, a relationship, major relationship issue during his childhood, whereby it did not work out well. And I can almost sense it by the history, what he has given me. And that is the experience which the subconscious stores so powerfully. And every time he goes into that situation, the thought process says, it won't work out. It won't work out.
So here's someone who says they have fear all the time, even for silly things. What would you do for fear? Is that also subconscious? Would hypnotherapy help that?
Or? Is this fear creating any physical reaction? Or is this fear just fear of the unknown? Because if it's just the fear of unknown, that is pretty natural, you know, human instinct. But if this fear creates that anxiety attack, it creates that physical reaction, that it has to be addressed. It has to be some reason there in the subconscious. It is always within you. It is not out there. So forget about finding it out there. You have to go deeper inside.
But I knew one individual who said, you know, fear is an emotion that needs to be controlled.
Yeah.
And so what they would do is they would go into situations to create a fear response.
Yes.
And then once they had the fear response, then they would force themselves to try to control it. And one of the things they would do was they would go in a lake at night, at midnight, when it's pitch black. So they're swimming in the pitch black.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go in the middle of the lake, they would take a deep breath and then swim down underwater. So when you open your eyes, you don't know which way is up or down.
Mm-hmm.
And they would try to swim as far down as they could till they start to lose their breath, that they thought they would drown.
Mm-hmm.
And then the fear response would kick in.
Right.
And then they would turn to swim back up to the surface. Now, at this point, they don't know if they're actually swimming up or not because it's pitch black.
Yeah.
And they also don't know where the surface is because it's pitch black.
Right.
And so they get more and more scared as they go.
Yeah.
And then they would use this to reduce their fear. And so finally they would break the surface.
Right.
And the fear would be relieved. But they would be forced while they're underwater to control their fear response. And this was what they did to, you know, with one of our guests who's saying that they have fear all the time.
So
to be able to control that fear.
So how many of these people actually survived?
Well, there was originally 10, but I can only find one of them now. But
so the same process, actually, you can relive in your mind. Our mind is like amazing to imagine. You can do all this without putting your physical body at risk. I agree with what they did, but that you can create the whole
scenario.
Thought
it was a good idea.
Yeah, you can create the whole scenario. You close your eyes and you want to be on the beach in Mauritius. You will be there.
It's not the same though as being underwater in pitch black.
If your hypnotherapist knows and the script is right, he will create that situation for you and you will feel it.
Okay, so you're just basically saying hypnotherapy is probably safer than throwing yourself into a pitch black lake.
Where you don't know where is up and where is down and you are almost breathless. You might create another memory, another big phobia if you are near drowning, if you do something like this.
Messing with your subconscious.
Yeah, you can easily.
Well, what's your final advice to anyone who's trying to move their lives forward? Who may be having any issues? What's your advice to them? And if they don't have access to a hypnotherapist, what could they do on their own? Do you have any advice to anyone?
I usually say all of us go through struggles at certain point of our lives, and the easy way out is to blame others, to blame the situation, to blame the circumstances, and to pity ourselves. But when you are in this tough situation, the way to go out is there within you. You don't have to get hypnotized by it. You just have to, you know, get the answers from your own self, and you will know it.
And at the end of the day, if I could just add to that, I think, you know, you just need to get on with it.
Get on with it. There is always an answer. So don't give up. Don't ever give up.
And that was actually, our last guest from the Desert River Lovebirds, Claudio and Michael. They also said that they were about to give up 30 days before the end.
Right. I was listening to that.
That was amazing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, doctor, if somebody wanted to find out a bit more, how would they get in touch with you, or what would they do, or how do we find you?
Google me.
Google?
Yeah, no, I practice at iCare Clinic, I for iPhone, not the EYEI. So it's iCare Clinic Oasis Center, and the clinic is on the second floor. The number, you can Google it again. It's 043-847-272. And I'll be there to help you out.
Well, thank you so much for sharing your insights into the latest breakthroughs in the medical field and how we can use hypnotherapy to access our subconscious. Thank you so much.
It was absolutely a pleasure. Thank you.
That was Dr. Sonia Gupte, the general physician at Eye Care Clinic in Oasis Center. That's it for this episode of Eye on Careers. I'm your host, Shane Phillips, hoping the rest of your life is the best of your life.